social. Nandi legendary leader Koitalel Samoei, who was killed in a resistance war to British conquest of Nandi territory, was on Saturday commemorated in a ceremony punctuated with pomp and colour to mark 119 years since his death on the 19th of October 1905. This year's event, which was graced by Zoe Wildig, a representative from the British High Commission to Kenya, marked a great milestone for the fourth generation of Koitalel as well as the entire county of Nandi. Speaking during the occasion held at Koitalel Samoei Museum in Nandi Hills town after laying a wreath in the mausoleum, Wildig noted that establishing institutions like universities and museums are great initiatives to preserve history and commended the founders of Koitalel Museum. She observed that the British government was working with Nandi County in diverse projects, among them equipping Eliud Kipchoge Library and greening the environment as a way to build their relationship with the Nandi community. Women dancers and Nandi County Chief of Staff Beatrice Chemergor singing traditional Nandi songs while welcoming the British High Commissioner representative during the commemoration of the Nandi hero Koitalel Samoei at Nandi Hills on Saturday. As a generation that emerged out of the incidences of 1905, this gives us an opportunity to learn the history that Kenya and the UK has shared over the decades. None of us can change the past, but by addressing our history with honesty and openness, we can perhaps demonstrate the strength of our friendship today, explained Wildig. Wildig further promised to deliver the community's messages and grievances to the British government as a way to ensure they build a fruitful relationship with the Kenyan government and in particular the Nandi community. Nandi Deputy Governor Dr. Yuli Tamite, who accompanied the UK representative, divulged that the county government was committed to supporting the family of Koitalel Samoei, noting that the homage by the British High Commission was significant to the family. This is the first time we are having this opportunity of the British government to talk one-on-one with the family of Koitalel. We don't take it for granted. Today we have come to spur hope to this generation. Your presence today is very significant to our people here, Dr. Mite. Residents led by Edwin Tallam utilized the event to call on the British government to be part of Koitalel University main campus, which is underway, adding that their support in establishing this university named after the Nandi hero will be significant to the Nandi community, and it is one of the ways of building a productive relationship between the two governments. Today we have gathered here to remember our hero. We are happy that finally the British government has remembered the Nandi community by sending a representative. We hope for the best as we eye with eagerness British government support in the establishment of the Koitalel Samoei University that will be set up here in Nandi Hills, said Tallam. Koitalel, who is celebrated as a national hero, was a last-born child of four sons of Kimnyele Arap Turgut, a prophet of the Nandi community. He was the closest to his father and was gifted with great ability to understand prophetic signs compared to his brothers. He was murdered by British Colonial Forces Commander Colonel Meinertzhagen during a peace truce meeting after leading a rebellion against colonial invasion of Nandi land. Zoe Wildig, left, a representative from the British High Commission to Kenya, and Dominic Chelalem, right, a staff at the British High Commission office, laying a wreath at Koitalel Arap Samoei Mausoleum while marking 119 years since his death.